There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're funny, scumbag. Get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to the edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con. This is John. I'll be your announcer. And Lee! Lee's here.
Hi. You're pretty chipper today.
Yeah, or my nerves are fried, one or the other. And joining us, of course, is, in studio guest one more time, Rox, how you doing?
I'm good. I don't know why you're stressed.
Yeah, what are you stressed about?
This weekend, and I gotta get stuff ready, and I'm not ready, and blah, blah, blah. So, no worries there. A good friend of mine, to give everyone insight, a good friend of mine, well, yeah, a very good friend of mine, one of my best friends, I guess you'd say, is putting on a convention this weekend, and I'm nervous for him, and I'm nervous about the fact that I just lost one of my staff, and I only had three.
I can
volunteers, yeah.
But who did you just get as a volunteer?
And I think I got Lee's son as a volunteer.
Lee's son is a volunteer. He will now be there to be your little, gopher and whatever.
Oh, and there's Rox too. Anyway, enough about this thing, because this thing is not important on this podcast. We're talking about a much bigger thing, a thing called what's it called? DragonCon. Yes, DragonCon. And Lee, anything? Any news today?
I did not see any news, but I'm checking again. I don't know. I talked about our guest yesterday. We've got J. August Richards coming and the Crossword. So I said that.
Yes.
And was there anybody else today? Somebody from True Blood, which I don't know, and I'm really sorry, but Ellis, who plays Lafayette Reynolds on True Blood, is coming.
He's awesome.
And that little voice you hear in the background is actually somebody who probably read True Blood when it was actually out as a book.
It's called Dead Like Me, I believe, right?
There are many different...
Oh, there are lots books of them, but the original one, the first one was Dead Like Me, wasn't it?
No.
What was the first one called? Oh, by the way, this is Sue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I was about to say, this is Sue, the director of Sci-Fi Lit at Dragon Con now. And what was the first Suki book, Sue?
Dead in Dallas, I think.
Oh.
No, that was the second one. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
You know what we have? The internet. It comes to the rescue. All right.
Yay.
Well, Lee, let's talk a little bit about Sue, and I'll figure this out.
Okay. Well, so, Sue, you are the track director for the Sci-Fi Lit, and that's a little bit of a change for you. So tell me what exactly right now is under Sci-Fi Lit. I think you've gotten a little more focused of a track, if I'm correct.
It is a little more focused. I am still, we talk a lot about the actual literature that's actually based in hard science and aliens, robots, the actual tech of science fiction. But I'm also covering things like the politics of science fiction and doing a panel on how SF fans and cons are covered in the media, and it's a little wide ranging, but not, but still science fiction oriented. If that makes any sense.
Yes, Rox here. Your biggest guest is Larry Niven. Yes.
Yes.
How many times Nebula you know, award-winning,
mm-hmm.
half of Jerry Purnell. No, Jerry. Yes. Yes, he wrote with Jerry Purnell. Yes.
Yes. Well, no, wait. So he said this is one, but you were also, Sue, you said somebody else, too. Who's the other one?
We also had Harry Turtledove.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Turtledove is our the literary guest this year, but I get him. History, I think, is doing something with him because he's written a lot of different, you know,
he has.
Subgenres.
Yes.
Yeah.
This just in from the corrections department. The corrections department says John is an idiot because Dead Like Me was a television series, and that's why he kept saying that.
Yeah, I was wondering. And I was
also,
totally confused
also
about that.
He said the corrections department also said that the first book was Dead Until Dark, and then of course Sue was correct. In that Living Dead in Dallas is actually the title of the second one. So I think you said Dead in Dallas, but Living Dead in Dallas. So
I was a little off.
Yeah, well, you were way closer than I was. Although I had Dead, I had the Dead part right.
Anyway,
well, let me ask you this: since we're talking about this, would this fall under your area? Probably not, right?
Actually, not. This is more of the urban fantasy area.
Okay.
So what was the change for Sci-Fi Lit?
Because well, you used to be much... Was...
Go ahead, Sue.
I was going to say, Sue, go on. Go.
Well, the change, basically, I used to do science fiction and fantasy literature. Basically, they have split off the fantasy part. Who is the director for the fantasy literature track is Charlotte Moore, and she does a great job. But she handles more the World of Game of Thrones, the books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dragons and the high fantasy type of things that are more magic or unreality based, I suppose you could say.
Very cool. Okay. And then, that's how you split it up. So, okay, so you've got some great then guests. And so, what are some of the book? What you're talking about? You also said you're going to be talking about topics in sci-fi. So, what are some panels you've got planned for that too?
Well, as I said, we're doing politics in sci-fi. The idea is how do present day politics inform your work? Because a lot of the main authors, in particular, but also other authors, are writing, you know, more politically based. Or they use politics a lot in their stories, even if it's a far off world.
Yes, for example, is like Margaret Atwood, who wrote like Handmaid's Tale. For people to get a gist, that's dealing with procreation, politics of women, and she makes it sort of an allegory of, a comment on, how women are dealt with, in everyday society, even now. And in the near future, all of a sudden, women have no control over, who they, give birth for, for children and stuff. And, so that's timely. Other politics would be some of the stuff that, Larry Niven has dealt with, such as the Ringworld series and stuff.
So. Right. And the way, certain political... I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. Certain political... entities on other worlds, like monarchy... in the David Weber verse and other things, and how it works out. I'm also doing lifestyles and science fiction.
Ooh, what's that?
Last time I did it, it kind of edged into a real world polyamory panel. But the idea originally is to look at books like Heinlein's. Line marriages and other things, and look at the kind of relationships people have in science fiction that might not be normal to us.
Yeah, Heinlein always pushed the envelope with some of that.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yes. Stranger in a Strange Land is his number one book about you know, relationships and stuff, especially with somebody who is, if I believe the story is, he is human, but he lived on another world and comes back. Is that it?
Yeah, he was actually born on Mars from a human expedition. Everyone else died, and he was raised by Martians. So he's human, but he was raised in a Martian culture, which is very different from our own. And that's where he's now a stranger in a strange land when Earth sends a rescue expedition and bring him back.
Now, for this year, do you do a lot of, I know this is what you were talking about, like the polyamory, do you have stuff for the LGBT, if I got that right, community?
Yes, actually, that's particularly for them, or not particularly, but that has a lot of stuff for them in it. One of the lead people I have on that panel is a psychologist who works in a lot with the LGBT community here in Atlanta.
Ah, okay.
And she has a doctorate and also works for Georgia State in that area. So, yeah, that generally draws a lot of fans of that, of LGBT, you know.
Now,
I'm not speaking very well. I'm sorry,
guys. Oh, Sue, you're doing fine.
Oh, please, Sue.
Okay,
wait,
awesome.
Have you listened to John today?
Yeah, but your words just come out so trippingly off the tongue. And yes. I'm trying to reach for mine, and it's not working so well.
No. You're doing great.
It might come out quickly, but it's usually wrong. See the beginning of this podcast.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's not dead like me. Yeah. Not dead like me at all. Yeah.
No,
so,
not dead like
me. So, what other you've mentioned two of your guests. What other guests do you have coming that you're excited about?
I'm excited about all of them. Yes, we're honored by having David Weber come back for 2 days.
David Weber he's entertaining.
He created the Honor Harrington series, and there's a new book coming out right before the con that he co-wrote in that series, but it's co-written with Timothy Zahn, and both of them will be there. Now my mind has gone blank. Larry Niven, as you mentioned, I pushed to get him for so long.
Yes.
Has he ever been to Dragon Con?
Yes. I shared an elevator with him while he was
wearing a while, though,
bathrobe.
Right? It's been some time. What? Wait, hold on. I'm sorry,
wait
Sue.
Wait a minute. What?
I got to go back to this. You were who was
it. Yeah.
Who was in the bathrobe?
Larry was.
He was.
Yes.
He was?
Yes. Really? Yes.
Huh.
Really?
He was there with Jerry Purnell, and I think they were promoting Footfall, I believe.
Years
ago. And so anyway, I was heading to a party and I was talking to some friends, and Larry gets on the elevator and he's in this colorful bathrobe, and I'm like, hey, why don't we go to his party instead? And he laughed.
Yeah,
he was staying over at the Hyatt at the time.
But no explanation of why he's in a bathroom with that.
I think he was heading to the pool when they used to have the pool open.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a while ago then.
That was very a while ago, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Wasn't he here last year, Larry?
He was our literary guest last year.
Okay, but this year you have Harry Turtledove, who really we haven't gotten, because I don't recall ever meeting him. So
I don't believe he has been at a Dragon Con before.
Mm-hmm. So that is a big score.
Yeah. I wish I had something to, I was a part of getting him, but that's not my, unfortunately, that's not my bailiwick.
Yeah, as we've talking with Rachel, it's sort of, you know, we just, hopefully we get the guests, the directors ask for certain guests and they try their best to find them. Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So
sometimes it doesn't. Right. Exactly.
Actually, probably most of the time it doesn't, but sometimes it works.
Now, are you also covering in Sci-Fi Lit this year? And I know there's sort of a, you know, there is young adult, but are you going to have a couple? Because I know with young adults, sometimes young adult authors do not deal with hard science. So are you going to have a panel? I don't have a listing of what you're doing, but are you going to have something for younger audiences who may not jump into hard science? Because basically that is what, you know, what you're doing is making sure hard science is back. I don't know if you have a panel for something.
We are having what I'm calling SF101, which is intended to be for everybody, but what are the best books to lay a grounding in the field?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That'll be on Friday. It should, like, start off. Then you can go run and buy those books in the dealer's room, you know.
Yay!
Well, that's always important because hard science fiction is so different than, you know, what usually comes on the bestsellers list stuff. You know,
it really is. It really is.
And people don't understand really the science, you know, that a lot of people have to do the research for. Fiction.
And then you have the scientists who actually write science fiction. Les Johnson, who's mainly the science track guest, but he wrote a book with Ben Bova.
Oh, yes.
So he's going to be there as part of my track as well. I'm also covering military science fiction, as you may have intimated, because of David, and Mark Van Name will be there, and Michael C. Williamson, a number of the Bane authors. Our military SF people.
Oh, very cool.
Also, I'm proud to have Gene Wolfe back.
Oh, wow.
He was going to be there last year, but his wife fell ill, so he had to back out. But he's here this year. And I loved his stuff. I've always loved his stuff, so it's going to be a real great time. I've given him what I call showcases, which is basically, you know, my track room, one author, and someone asking questions or helping field questions from the audience, if that's the way it goes, to him about whatever he wants to talk about, his work, his life. You know, it's a showcase for him to, you know, talk about it. People get to know him.
Well, it's nice with the, you know, hard science fiction and the author panels, because it is a chance for audience members, and I as a literary fan of pretty much all the tracks, it is nice when you have an author that can talk about anything, you know, even something that they'd like to work on later on and stuff.
Right.
It is a nice way of introducing people to their works as well. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice. It really is. I went to the Larry Niven panel last year and I was really happy to see a really good full room in a ballroom. And this is for an author, and this is the way it should be. You know, it's heartwarming when you see a room and everyone wants to talk about books. And that is fantastic. And that is a really good score that you've got with both Larry Niven and Harry Turtledove this year.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing Harry, what he has to say, as well as Larry and
now,
all the writers.
Just curious, I know that the author reading thing, do you know if they're either one or doing a reading over the weekend? Do you know?
I do not schedule those, but right. I'm pretty sure they both of them would be doing it
Yeah. So if you have a chance, listen to them about their stuff. And if people who are interested in science fiction or authors, go to the readings because they are fantastic.
And which authors were you trying to find out if they were on a reading?
Either one, Harry Turtledove or even Larry Niven.
Or Larry Niven.
Hold on a second.
If they read something of their work.
I am looking in the guest usage. Hold on. Mr. Niven, come on. Oh my goodness, we have a lot of guests. Sorry to get down there. Here we go. I'm almost there. Niven. And then I went past it. He's doing a Q&A for you. And in the writer's workshop, A Magnificent Man of Science of Fantasy Fiction. So I don't see a reading for him. I'm going to see if maybe it's listed somewhere else in a minute and we'll just check. But then I'm also looking at Turtledove real quick before I go and check that while you guys keep talking.
Okay.
And I can spell Turtledove. It's T-U.
Yes.
It just takes me a second. I know. It just takes me. I'm not seeing that, but now I'm going to go to the reading list and you guys talk and we'll see if they're either there. Okay, sorry. Oh, okay. Go.
Okay, that's all right. I'd like to say we are having in the back of my track room a little free library.
Ooh.
They've been popping up all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, go on.
It'll be nothing fancy. It's just, books of anybody who wants to bring a book and leave it, that's fine. If you want to take one, that's fine too. Either way, you don't have to leave one to take one.
Okay. And so
it's like a free lending library during the convention.
Is it?
So you can use this time to say if you have something you'd like to donate, would you take donations?
I will, yes.
Okay,
ma'am.
There you go. If you have some science fiction, hard science fiction books that you would like to donate to this track for the lending library.
Is it lending or is it
just
swapping out?
It's called a free public library, but in this case, it'll be just if you want one of them, take it.
Yeah, because
we want the book go to good homes.
Right, because at DragonCon, you're only there for 5 days, right? I mean, it starts on Thursday,
right. And yeah. Nobody's reading then.
I'm waiting for Lee to scream.
I'm calling it the library.
You know how long DragonCon goes. You need to stop. You
it starts
better.
On Thursday. I heard that.
It starts on Friday.
Goes to Tuesday.
It starts on Wednesday when
stop
I show
on
up.
Monday. Neither y'all need to stop. And by the way, there are a lot of readings planned, but they have very few names on them right now. So that does not mean Mr. Niven or Mr. Turtledove aren't doing a reading. They just may not be scheduled yet. So watch the Pocket Program in the app. Woohoo! There you go.
Yeah. Well, I
okay,
figure
so
they
sorry.
Will be definitely, but that's okay.
We're gonna
good
hope.
Information
we're gonna
to
hope.
Have.
That would be good. That would be very good because that would be awesome.
So are you?
It would.
I know some track directors have like special after party things. Do you, other than your library, do you have anything you're promoting?
I am not doing a party this year. My track has not been big on parties. I mean, I'm sure many people who go to it, and even the guests, do parties. But
do you know what you can do? Oh my gosh, here's a cool idea. What you can do is have like a quiet room so people can come in and read.
I was just going to say, the reason why the parties don't go so well is that everyone's back at their room reading the books they just picked up in the library.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Is there anything special that you're doing besides, along those lines, or is it just, especially since it's the first year kind of breaking this out, but anything else you have going on there?
Going on with the library? Sorry.
That might have been confusing. No, I'm just talking, you're not doing a party, but are you doing any other special events at all?
No, not really. We do have Now, actually, we're not doing any really special events this year. We like to try and make the whole track a special event.
That's awesome.
With you in charge, I'm sure it is.
It is.
Where's it going? So let's see. Where is your track room located? That's something probably
people
want to know.
We are in Embassy A and B ballrooms, or rooms, which is in the South Tower of the Hyatt.
Okay, that is
the International Tower of the Hyatt.
Okay, so that's the one that's kind of when you, if you go in the front entrance, you take a right and go down that hallway, right? Correct.
Exactly.
Okay, and then
you take the escalators down
to the basement.
Not all the way. No. I'm actually came up in the world. I used to be in the basement.
To the next floor or the floor below that?
I think it's the next floor. Yeah.
Okay.
I get a little confused. I'll know it when I see it. That's the way I give directions.
You know, as Lee will tell you, and as I've told many a time on this podcast, I keep trying to figure out when I start. But anyway, I still can't figure out which hotel is which. If someone says the Hyatt, I wind up going over to the Hilton. I'm completely confused when it comes to the names of the hotels. I don't know which one's on which end, and I don't know. I think the Sheraton and the Westin are the only ones that I know where they're at because they aren't connected. So. Yeah.
So they're connected that makes a problem.
Right. I don't know which hotels and often I don't know which hotel I'm currently in either. It's like I'm standing in the, I don't know. Am I in the end?
I've
in the beginning?
Heard that before. Yeah, it's from other people.
I get confused easily though.
I don't usually get that confused until probably late Sunday when I'm just the fatigue is kind of setting in. Then I'm all of a sudden like, wait, I gotta look. Wait, okay, hold on. Which carpet is this one? Oh, okay. I'm good. All right. Now I know where I am. That's actually usually how I find it, is which carpet or
the
is there carpet?
Are helpful.
Or if you just tripped over a ninja carpet guy.
And a carpet ninja, that usually means you're in the Marriott. Scary as that may be.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, the carpets are very distinctive between the connected hotels. The three connected hotels, the carpets are very distinctive.
They are. It does help to know your carpets. Yeah.
Know your carpets, people. That's how you can figure out if you're in
know
the right
your
hotel.
Remnants. They're remnants.
Know your remnants.
Yeah.
Good. Cool. So, Lee.
And we're.
Oh, go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I want you to go.
I just wanted to say we're also doing our usual fun events. Like Sci-Fi Jeopardy and When There's a Draw, science fiction style.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And we have books for prizes, amazingly enough. And first, second, and third place will all get prizes. So
it seems like you're all about the reading. That's
Yeah, absolutely. We're all about the reading.
All about the reading.
Weird. How does that go? Does reading
Isn't
come
that
up?
Strange?
It is.
Is there a movie for reading or a television show? Because I can do that.
John won't read. We keep trying to get him
reading.
To read, and he's just like, no.
Reading.
Why won't you read, John?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm sitting here. There's no books here.
There are technical manuals all over the place. That's what I read. Is I read like, you know, programming books and things like that.
Manuals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, programming books and database administration stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are. And by the way, they're right behind you. That's why you don't see them.
I've seen them.
They're not very impressive.
No.
Okay. Where is I going to go with this? So Lee has a question she normally asks at this point.
Okay, so if you get any time on your own, because all the planets align. No, sorry, not the. No, that's okay. The planets align, and it's not fantasy planets. It's real planets. So they all align, and you're going to get a free time to go and do anything you want to do at Con. What are you going to go do, or who are you going to go see?
I'm going to go see the Lost Girl people.
Ah, a Lost Girl fan.
I did that last year with the Lost Girl guys and got a chance to meet them, and they were really cool.
Very cool.
And I love that show, and I'm happy we're getting the girl who plays Kenzie as a guest. Ksenia Solo, I guess that's how you pronounce your name. And I can't wait to see what she has to say.
Very cool. I think that should be I think Lost Girls become really popular. So I think you're going to, there are going to be a lot of people in there, and it should be a really fun panel too. I've heard they're a fun group. So yay. That's cool.
Yeah, well, the
awesome.
Guys certainly were. So yeah.
Yes. But, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I might get a chance to do something else every now and then.
All right.
But I'm not sure what yet.
Okay, John, now it's your turn.
All right,
turn.
So here's I've been trying to ask questions that will either stump or make put the interviewee in an uncomfortable position. That's not true. Okay. Anyway, so this time I'm just going to ask, if you could live in any science fiction like series or world, where would you like to live?
Any science fiction.
Yeah.
Are we talking about my hard science or any science fiction world at all?
Let's talk your hard science. I want to go hard science because it limits it down. And then she has to.
Because
when she asked that question, I thought, oh, maybe that's where she wants to go. Some fantasy science fiction place. So I'm going to say the hard science fiction place.
Okay.
Because I'm
Ring
a jerk.
World.
I was going to think, Ring World.
Okay, well, I guess that was solved then. That was took no time at all.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did not win that one. Negative 2 points for
yeah.
John. All right, so cool. So, again, remind everyone where you are and how, where you're, like, do you have, like, a Twitter or a Facebook-y or a Dragon Con page?
The Science Fiction Literature Track is located in the Embassy A and B rooms of the International Tower at the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Right.
We have DCSF Lit is our Facebook page. Dragon Con Sci-Fi is our Facebook page. We have a Twitter account, which I believe is DCSF Lit. I have one of my staffers handles that, and I'm sorry, I'm just not. I don't check that every day. we have a Yahoo group, if anybody still uses Yahoo groups. That's a DCSSlit at yahoogroups.com.
Okay.
And you can contact me at scifilit@dragoncon.org if you'd like.
Sweet.
Woo-hoo.
That's awesome. All right. So, Sue, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We love talking to you every year. It's lots of fun.
Thank you.
And I guess until next time, this is John for Rox and Lee and Sue saying until next time. I already said that part. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios. This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.